Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
What they're trying to do, what this is code for is I am going to try to get you to agree to a whole bunch of stuff up front. And I'm going to definitely not going to agree to anything, but I'm going to trick you into something. And then down the road, you're going to be held to all of this.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life.
Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the five fatal mistakes to avoid when negotiating with narcissists. You will not want to miss this one. Five fatal mistakes to avoid when negotiating with narcissists. And I have been there in the trenches. I've actually seen people make these mistakes. I've had clients make these mistakes over and over and over again. And I want to help you not make those same mistakes too. Maybe some of you have already made them, but if you have, then you can maybe correct them. So, all right, number one, let's dive in. Number one is don't believe them when they say they want to resolve things amicably, okay? Now, let me tell you, first of all, if this is a person that you have had a long-term relationship with, whether it's a marriage or a business partnership, or they've been your boss or your colleague or whatever it is, and they've been somebody that has been proven to you as a liar, as a person who's made your life miserable, you know that they lie all over the place to everybody on the planet, and then they come to you and they say, listen, we want to resolve this amicably. Let's not make this a prolonged, protracted experience. You know, let's just come to a resolution. Why? Why would they be telling the truth now at this point in time when they know that everything is on the line, when they know that you are now no longer for them at all, when at least at one point you were maybe for them, but now they definitely know that you are not? They're not going to resolve things amicably. They are totally lying now at this point. So what they're trying to do, what this is code for is I am going to try to get you to agree to a whole bunch of stuff up front. And I'm going to definitely not going to agree to anything, but I'm going to trick you into something. And then down the road, you're going to be held to all of this. So, you know, that's my number two, by the way, is never agree to anything too early. Never agree to anything too early on in the process, because they will definitely hold you to it. They're going to hold you to all those agreements that you agree to at the beginning. Even if they were verbal, they're going to try to hold you to them. Well, you said this and you said that, and they're going to be held to nothing. They're going to say, oh no, that was only something that I was going to do if, you know, the moon was made of green cheese or whatever. I mean, obviously I'm just making that up, but you know, they're going to come up with all sorts of other conditions, or they're going to just say, that is not what I said, or I didn't say it like that, or, you know, I only said this if that was going to happen. You know, they'll just make up all sorts of things at that time because they'll just say whatever they want because, you know, oh, let me think, they're narcissists, right? You know, so they're going to do, say whatever they want. They're going to continue to be how they are. And you're going to be over there going, what? I can't believe this. And they said they were going to resolve this early. And, you know, you went along thinking that you were going to resolve it early. And here you thought, well, they're going to see how nice I am. They're going to see how generous I am. If I give things, you know, early, maybe it'll garner some favor with them in some way. And, you know, they'll want to resolve things early. No, it doesn't. It does not. They just take it all. And it is just like, they see it as things that they were entitled to in the first place. And then they don't give anything in return, nor do they see it as an acknowledgement of something good that you did. So when you do that, it just takes your leverage. And so it's a massive, huge, fatal mistake to, number one, believe them early on when they say they want to resolve things amicably, because they enjoy the process of watching you squirm. They enjoy the process of moving the goalposts. They enjoy the process of the game playing. So when they resolve things amicably, it robs them of all of that. So yes, while they say they want to resolve things amicably, they most certainly do not. So don't get lulled into this whole thing that they want to be nice, that, you know, it's going to be a collaborative approach, or that you only need one lawyer, or that you don't need lawyers at all. You know, all of those kinds of things are just tricks. So I would definitely don't do that. So those are two of the five fatal mistakes to avoid when negotiating with narcissists. Then number three is, don't take the emotional bait. Don't take the emotional bait when you are negotiating with them, because once they kind of start to see that you're not going along with the plan of, oh, you know, we're going to resolve things amicably, and you're just going to play into their hands of, you know, handing them over all sorts of stuff early on. And, you know, while they play hide the ball, well, then things are going to start to happen. The gloves are going to come off, and they're going to start, the smear campaign's going to be out in the open. And, well, now they're going to try to start baiting you. They're going to start to try to make you look crazy. They're going to start to sprinkle these things out there with people to make it look like you're the one who was the instigator of all the problems, or they'll send over text messages or letters or emails, or maybe it's even in person or whatever, to get you to be triggered, so that you will respond accordingly. And while they sit back and look calm, cool, and collected, so you are the one who goes nuts, and they record it, they video it, they have witnesses, they have all sorts of people or ways that it becomes something that can be used down the road, somewhere, somehow. And I know you're sitting there thinking, well, they can't use video in court, or they can't use audio in court, or whatever. Mm-mm-mm, that's not true. I mean, there are definitely ways that these things end up making their little way into the hands of people that make decisions, such as guardians ad litem or custody evaluators or, you know, people like that, or judges get end up hearing things, you know, what it would call in camera, like in chambers, because, you know, it becomes something that's of urgent need to hear because the child might be in danger. So motions get filed that, you know, you need to hear this, Your Honor, or whatever. I mean, so you're going to end up being in a situation that you may not want to be in if you don't, if you think you're going to rely on, oh, well, that can't be it heard, right? So just don't put yourself into a position where something is out there that you don't want heard or you don't want seen. And remember, everything you put your hand to is a potential trial exhibit. So everything you write, everything that you hit send to, everything you post in social media, you know, anything you author is a potential exhibit, or, you know, it can be something that comes up in a negotiation or whatever. I mean, you sometimes you just don't want these things out there. You don't want them exposed. You don't want it to get in front of a potential client or a potential employer or a potential press or whatever. I mean, you know, so be careful about taking the bait, about allowing yourself to be triggered, because you don't want it to be where you look like the crazy person while they sit back and look like the one who is cool, calm, and collected. And it happens. It happens a lot more than you think.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zahn.
If you are in negotiations, you need to build strategy. You have to have tactics. You want to make sure that what you are doing is holding things close to the vest until you are ready to present them. Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, up to 100 times more polluted. And data shows that air pollution is responsible for up to 7 million premature deaths globally. I know for myself, my family has struggled with asthma, and so clean air is so important to us, and that's why having a good air purifier is so important to us. So what's the solution? Introducing an air purifier that has captured the attention of media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more, which is Air Doctor, which filters out 99% of air contaminants such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, and all sorts of things. And it even features a whisper jet fan, which is quieter than all sorts of air purifiers. Air Doctor also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE. And depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store, from accepting payments to managing inventory. Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive your store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bestlife, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/bestlife to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/bestlife.
Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com. Are you so ready to shut down that narcissist for good? I totally get it. And my brand new book is now available for pre-sale. Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with a Narcissist and Win. If you pre-order the book, you get tons of free gifts, including early access to the manuscript, early access to my private launch team. You get my free masterclass and a whole complete workbook. The total value of the free gifts is close to $400. So you just go to slaythebully.com to pre-order the book and then claim all your powerful trainings, your mindset tools, everything for free just by pre-ordering the book. Slaythebully.com to find out more and start learning how to shut down that narcissist for good.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
When we're triggered, you know, we feel like it's somebody else's fault that we get triggered. You make me angry. You make me sad. You make me this, you know, right? But every time you say that, you're actually giving the other person power. You're giving the other person control. You're making yourself a victim. Right? Because your triggers are your responsibility. Your anger is your responsibility. It's not somebody else's.
And now we return to today's show.
Number four, we're up to number four, which is giving away your leverage too early. And I hinted about this a little bit at the beginning, which is when you try to resolve things too amicably and you end up giving away leverage too early because you think, well, maybe I can resolve this early on in the process. So let me just go ahead and give, you know, something up to, you know, early on in the process. But even throughout the process of the negotiation, sometimes you end up getting information and you think, well, let me just go ahead and share this with the other side. No, you don't want to do this. I actually just had a conversation with people in my inner circle about this, where they were like, well, as I get information, shouldn't I just share it with the other side immediately? No, you shouldn't just share it with the other side immediately. I mean, obviously, if you have to, because you're in litigation and the litigation dictates that you're supposed to provide updated discovery or whatever. I mean, okay, but I wouldn't provide anything that you don't have to because, you know, you're trying to build a case here. Or, you know, even if there's not litigation, if you are in negotiations, you need to build strategy. You have to have tactics. You want to make sure that what you are doing is holding things close to the vest until you are ready to present them. And then you present it all at once. You have to have a tactic about how you're doing that. You can't just, you know, oh, have this information. Let me just share it right on over. I mean, I actually had a situation one time where I was representing the husband, and he found a cell phone of the wife in the marital home. She had already left the marital home. And so it was marital property. She left it back in the home. It plugged it in, and on the phone were all sorts of interesting pictures and text messages and things that were going to be good leverage for our case. And instead of holding it close to the vest, letting us use it, letting us compile it, letting us present it in a way that would be the best and most strategic and tactical for the case, the way, you know, his lawyer, me, had asked him to. No, you know, what he does is he goes and, you know, gets drunk and dial, you know, never drink and dial, right? And in the middle of the night, I can't believe it, blah, 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 sends it all over. And of course, what does she do at that point? She has an opportunity to review it with her lawyer. She has an opportunity to create a defense around it, create a story around it, create a message around it. You know, it's always better to be able to frame it the way you want to frame it, so that, you know, which I tell my own clients too, and you should know this as well. It's always better to come right out and say, hey, I know that you are going to bring this up. If you have a bad fact, if you have bad information that's going to make you look bad, it's always better to come right out with it and say, hey, I know that you're probably going to bring this up, but here's the situation, and then frame it in the way you want it to be framed, right? So that's why you want to be careful about that, all right? So never give away your leverage too early. And then number five is have a written agreement ready to go. Because if you don't, this is a fatal mistake, you don't have an agreement. Because narcissists will change their mind. If you're in person, they'll change their mind before the door hits their behind on their way out. I mean, the deal will shift, the deal will change. They enjoy watching you squirm. They enjoy moving goalposts. They enjoy, you know, the whole game of it. So if you don't get them to sign an agreement, then you have nothing. You have nothing. They, you know, when you are presenting the deal, when you are in this situation, then you've got to have a written agreement ready to go, you know, and as you are making changes during the negotiation, have the Word doc ready or have a Google doc ready or whatever, and be making changes in real time. Soon as you have an agreement, hit print, sign, because they will change their minds as soon as, you know, they're walking. So definitely that's a fatal error if you don't do that. Okay. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. If you haven't pre-ordered my brand new book, Slay the Bully, How to Negotiate with the Narcissist and Win, you can definitely do that at slaythebully.com and check out all the brand new bonuses that come with it, including an entire copy of the manuscript early and a whole masterclass and all kinds of things, including stuff that's up to like $400 in bonuses. So definitely check that out. And you can check out my YouTube channel as well. I always have brand new videos over there every single day. So remember that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life. And I'll be back here again next Monday with another whole episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. See you again next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Tune in next week for another edition of Negotiate Your Best Life. Remember, if you want more ways to slay and you want more ways to be supported, you can always join my membership at joinslay.com/slay. You can always subscribe to my YouTube channel, and you can always grab my free Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet at winmynegotiation.com. Remember that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life, and I will definitely catch you in the next episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. Thanks so much for listening.
you will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes, give up on a workout, you failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're BODi. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At BODi, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not going to let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are BODi. Start your free trial at BODi.com. That's BODi.com.
Hey, Slayers. I'm here to tell you about a new podcast I'm excited about. Creating Confidence, hosted by Heather Monahan, a part of the Yap Media Network. Heather sits down with experts like Gary Vee, Sarah Blakely, and Les Brown to share with you techniques and strategies to create your confidence, pursue your dreams, and leapfrog villains you'll meet along the way. Creating Confidence is about elevating your confidence to the highest level ever. And take your business right there with you. Don't believe me? I'm going to share some of the amazing reviews that I've seen on Apple. Here's one. Heather has the perfect gems of wisdom that not only inspire you, but motivate you into action. I recommend it to anyone who wants to elevate their reach and go to that next level. How about that? That's amazing. Here's another one. Heather is so inspiring, and each episode is filled with tips and tricks on how to become more confident and live the life of your dreams. So if you are looking to level up your confidence, check out Creating Confidence now. Subscribe to Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast platform is.